All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The NFL confirmed Wednesday that it will be mandatory for fans to wear masks if they want to attend games. Free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown, 2 days following teasing retirement, wrote an Instagram post last night in which he indicated that he wants to play in the NFL again and urged the league to resolve its investigation into his conduct. Seahawks expressed interest a couple of days ago. Wasn't that a report?
He just worked out with Russell Wilson. I don't know whether there was a report.
There was a report that they were interested, and then he came out and said he's retiring, and now he's coming back and saying, well, I'm interested again, probably because they're interested. I don't know. Getting tired of this story. And finally, an NFL water boy. An NFL water boy makes an average salary. Dan, what do you think here? Water boy.
An NFL water boy makes an average salary, like annual salary or just per game? Don't they get paid by game?
Average salary. Annual.
Annual average salary, I'm going to say $2,000.
You're good at this game. $53,000 a year.
They're still called water boys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd imagine by now it'd be called like hydration specialist or something like that.
That can't be the only job, though. There has to be water boy plus that, like, he's doing a million different, he or she is doing a million things around the facility.
For $53,000, it should be hydration specialist. You're right. Whether you're taking on your favorite, this is not written correctly.
For $53,000, he should be ionizing his own water.
By the way, this is not written. I'm not going to blame anyone, but it's. You're right. He should be doing that for $53,000. This is not written correctly. Whether you're taking in your favorite lookout or lawn chair, sitting on your porch or in the park, Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars will help you make the most of your outdoor time. Enjoy a creamy, crunchy, sweet and salty bar wherever you are. No. I fixed it. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. I'm sorry for yelling at you, Michael.
So Mike Ryan reminded me here during the break that opening day brings back memories from Derek Jeter's first game as the president of the Marlins. Guillermo Gil, we sent him out because he is such a big fan of the Marlins. Yesterday, if you were listening to the show, you heard, and this isn't that easy, I don't think, you heard a six-year-old Guillermo Gil remember everybody who was in the starting lineup for the Florida Marlins in 1993.
Well, I was 33 yesterday, not six.
I always look at you and see a six-year-old, and I was surprised that you could go that far back into the memory because I can't find anything from when I was 6 years old. Can you find anything that's sports-related, Stugatz, that from 6 years old? Because I thought his recall was fairly extraordinary. I couldn't, like, I was reading Bill James abstracts at an early age, but I can't give you a lineup that early in my life that I remember.
6 years old, 1978. I can't give you much. You're right.
Oh, I can remember plenty, like when Bret Hart took on Yokozuna, but then the salt got in Bret Hart's eyes. And then speaking of eye injuries, Hulk Hogan comes out of nowhere, and then he becomes WWF champion at a time that I thought we were transitioning to younger stars. All in all, it blew up in everybody's face, and Hulk was on his way to WCW shortly thereafter, Dan.
Mike's the wrong person to ask, because if you remember, he remembered Fauci from when he was six also. So
that's right.
Yes, that's right. Mike Ryan just has amazing recall.
First pitch for Fauci tonight, huh? How about that? You think he's going to stand on the bump or nah?
It's a legacy pitch today, guys. His legacy's on the line because if he bounces that ball, it's not going to look good for Fauci. Do you guys believe that he's 78?
I was going to say,
great.
Isn't he a frail old man? Like, I think that it's hard to think. A 70-year-old, wait a minute. A 78-year-old is not going to the bump and throwing it 60 feet 6 inches. That's not happening.
Why did Jamie Moyer did that for 10 years?
All of the Negroes.
Own the Marlins. Owned them. 78 years old. Dominated.
This is one of the most important first pitches in the history of baseball, we'd agree with, right?
Yeah. Definitely. There's a lot riding on this. Me and Billy think that what's riding on this, We think right now Dr. Fauci is the Time Magazine Person of the Year, okay? But if he throws one that hops to the catcher tonight, he will not win the award. Okay. If he puts a dart right in the middle there, then he will solidify himself as the Times Person of the Year.
All right, there's a lot riding on it. Guillermo, put this on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Do you expect the 78-year-old to throw a strike from 60 feet 6 inches? And furthermore, should Dr. Fauci lose any prizes he might win this year for his work in science if he bounces this first pitch tonight? At Lebatard Show on Twitter is where you vote on the poll.
After Fauci throws the pitch, do you guys have him sanitizing before or after he gets past the foul line?
Wow. He has to wear a glove.
Yeah.
So he has to wear a glove. This is going to be interesting. Does he have to make a show of putting hand sanitizer on before and after he throws the baseball?
I think he does. Does he wear a mask out there? He'll wear a mask.
He's got to wear a mask. He's not going to shake hands with the catcher or anything, right? This is we're in a weird position where all of this is dangerous for Fauci. Like, you know, people his age bracket, that's you know, not going out a whole lot, not going to crowd settings and stuff. So
he goes on a jog every day.
He can go on
a picture of health, Dan.
There's no crowd, right?
Comes with the job.
Well, there are going to be a lot of people.
I guess you're right. Right, but they've been tested, all those people.
I don't feel like he should even be going to the ballpark.
It's a bizarre setup for the sound from a couple of years ago.
Well, this is the thing. Well, Billy wants it. Billy, we found another one of these Billy wheelhouses that we can't get out of because he's super eager to talk all of a sudden.
Well, no, because Stu, I was just telling us that you could bet somewhere on whether or not Fauci's going to be wearing a mask, and it was like a million to one. So Fauci wants to retire like tomorrow. Just put down like $10 and don't wear a mask and you're set for life, right?
How do you play?
You're going to lose that Time Man of the Year, though, if anybody finds out about that.
Okay, Dan, would you be Time Man of the Year or $10 million if you're given the option? Which would you take?
Yeah, I would take $10 million.
Do you think being able to call yourself Time Man of the Year for the rest of your life has a value of $10 million? I imagine you can make speaking engagements for the rest of your life.
Again, though, he would be disgraced Time Man of the Year, disgraced Time Man of the Year because he had made this, this enormous.
That's a lot on the line tonight.
He made this enormous bet. Okay, so hold on. What do we have here? Yes or no? All prop bets here only. Okay, all prop bets. Yes or no? Who should be the favorite on will have hand sanitizer at some point? We will see Fauci with hand sanitizer.
Such a great platform because he hasn't been in front of the cameras all that much lately. It's a great platform for him to set a great example. I'd make this plus 150.
Plus 150. I think I'm with Mike. We have to set an over under amount of times he uses the sanitizer.
Sanitizer
is even better.
Yes.
I would also. Does he shake anyone's hand? No. Right.
No. Elbow bump is a strong minus 180 favorite.
No. No.
I'm seeing 9-1 odds that he comes out in a full hazmat suit.
Wow.
No, come on.
It's going to affect the range of motion.
Come on. You're making that up. Where are you seeing this? Who is giving this a full hazmat suit? You got the old guy going out there like an astronaut, and he's gonna try and throw it 60 feet 6 inches. That's what you got the 78-year-old doing.
This is an ESPN game, right? So, like, we're going to have this. I think this is going to set ratings records. People just tuning in to see how Fauci does. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the major news networks cut in to see how Fauci does on the first pitch live and whatever it is that they're covering that day. What I'm hoping for, which is probably very unlikely, is that Fauci, who's like a lifelong, well, I guess not lifelong because the Nationals have existed for like 10 years, but he's like a big Nationals fan. If he just shows up to the mound knowing that the eyes of the world are on him and he just has like on a t-shirt, like follow my SoundCloud at a Fauci, you know, 6969 or something.
It's quite the buildup for a game that might be postponed depending on the weather.
I just can't get around the fact that on Highly Questionable, we've been airing for about a decade, somebody throwing out a first pitch at Fenway Park who was over 100 years old. who was being held up by the diaper. And like, this is a video that we have shown for many, many years. This person was over 100 years old and somebody was behind him holding him by his diaper. He had a walker and he was nowhere near 60 feet, 6 inches away. And what I'm telling you is that a 78-year-old man can't be expected to get it up there without a bounce. I don't think you can expect that. You guys, what would be the odds on that if we were betting that? Is he going to bounce it? Yes or no?
I don't think he's going from the actual mound. He might do it from the base of the mound.
Right, flat ground. But from the mound, I feel like it would be, you're right, Dan, I feel like it would be heavy odds. It'd be like plus 450 or something like that.
I've got him doing the LeBron chalk toss, but with Purell.
Hold that thought. Wow. Let's sell some ads.
We'll get to the first pitch from last year that I meant to get to that got derailed because I have never seen Billy so excited. Like, it's just the strangest things pique his interest.
Me and Billy have been talking about this off air during breaks for a couple of days. So we were excited.
Legacy pitch, Dan. Yeah, legacy pitch.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Stupidity is out. You talked to the old morning show with Wingo and the new morning show.
I spoke to, as of August 17th, Trey Wingo will no longer be hosting mornings. Zubin Mehenti will, along with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams. So I spoke to Trey. I welcomed Zubin, and then I yelled at my agent. And that was it. That's the episode coming up today.
All right. Stupidity. Your agent's name is Lou, right?
Yeah, and let's just leave it at that. Lou. I don't even know his last name. I don't want to know his last name. I just call him Lou.
I just love that. Does your agent look like a Lou?
He looks like a Lou.
Who would be an agent? Mike, what do you imagine? Have you met Stugatz's agent, Lou?
I have not met Lou.
Well, what do you imagine Lou Stugatz's agent looks like?
Old-timey.
An old-timey agent, like from the old show business community.
Yeah, horseshoe haircut.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're pretty close. He definitely looks old-timey, and he looks like a Lou. But I love that my agent's name is Lou. You
know? Sausage links for fingers.
Nah, he doesn't have the sausage.
A wedding band that is probably a size too tight.
You imagine him tall, or you imagine him...
No, I imagine him
short,
roughly your height.
Short.
All right, he's tall. I mean,
almost as wide as he is tall.
He's tall and slender.
I imagine him frail.
Well, imagine him getting yelled at by me.
I don't know why, but I think I just made him the bad guy from Space Jam.
So we were talking about what happened, and forgive me here, because time is but an illusion right now. I don't know if this was last year, 2 years ago, 14 months ago, because the pandemic has screwed me up. So... was this from the open to last baseball season? Is this the where
2018?
All right, so it's 2018. Oh. So this is 2 years ago, and Billy is at the ballpark. And Billy, before we play this sound, because the odds of this happening on the air were not very strong, but we sent Billy out hoping for a payoff, a comedic payoff. A first pitch at this ballpark, you know, where opening day is always some sort of betrayal around here, and everybody in South Florida hates baseball because of just the number of dreadful, awful things that have happened to the baseball team out here. But Billy is a childhood fan of this team. Billy does not want to hate this team. Chris does not want to hate this team. They want to love these Marlins who continue to betray them. But what do you remember about going to the ballpark this day, Billy?
Oh, Dan, what a magical day. Who can forget it? 2 years ago, 2018. It started off horribly in terms of a radio bit because we thought that it'd be a good idea to check in throughout the day with all of the things that I do, you know, to prepare myself for opening day. And I think before the first pitch, the highlight was I was at the car dealership because my car needed to get a tune-up. And I was calling you from the car dealership. That was not great. And then... I tried to call in another time and it didn't go well. And then you guys basically told me, okay, stop calling unless you can find Greg Cody in the stadium and we can get him on the Hard Network out. So I was able to track down Greg Cody, but you couldn't hear him because DJ Khaled was having like a new Marlins theme song concert thing going on in the background, but we were able to get him. So overall, it was a pretty disastrous day leading up until the moment where the first pitch was happening, I think at like 12:35 or something, which had just worked out great. And I had very low expectations. We were surrounded by Cubs fans, and I was like, I've never called a baseball game. What am I supposed to do here? So then I remember the starting pitcher was taking a long time, Jose Ureña, so I had to fill. And then eventually we got to the magical moment where he threw a pitch right down the middle, and I had great seats because I was like down for what happened. I had great seats. I was right down the right field line, so I could see immediately when he hit the ball that that thing was not landing anytime soon and was going to make it possibly to the upper deck. So
it's such a loud crack. It's the first pitch of the baseball season. The crack is unholy, and I ruined the segment because Billy was screaming. And every time we play this, I feel great, great shame. I feel terrible for how I stole Billy's moment.
I mean, you ate him.
I did. I just breached the water like a whale and ate him.
One thing that should be noted when the sound is played, the sound of the bat, like the ball coming off the bat, was picked up on my cell phone. This is not something that we've digitally enhanced. So this whole thing is what you hear on the phone and what the phone picked up.
It's a monster home run. Give us as much as you can here. Take us up to the dramatic first pitch, Billy.
Jose Ureña standing at the back of the mound. He reaches down. He's rubbing some dirt and rosin on his hands. And here we go. Oh, now he's writing something on the mound with his fingers next to the logo. I can't see what he's writing. All right. Here we go.
All right.
And the wind up and the pitch. Oh, God, a home run on the first pitch of the game.
Oh, my God. Welcome, Derek Jeter. And that concludes our Marlins coverage for the season. I'm just horrified by myself.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Adam Schefter reports that the NFL team that resides in the District of Columbia will refer to itself as the Washington Football Team, pending adoption of a new name. Okay.
Plain uniforms with numbers on the helmets replacing the old logo decal. They're going to be Washington FT for this season.
Is that because that Alexandria realtor that Stugatz thought was a realtor named Alexandria bought up all of the copyrights to all of the possible names, so there's nothing available
might
for
them?
Might
have been duped by the internet, but I thought I saw that that person that owns all the copyrights was willing to cede any of those copyrights to the team if they settled on any of that. It's very difficult to do a full-on rebrand with such little lead time.
Seattle's NHL team, they're getting a hockey team?
Yeah, named.
Wow. Which will make its debut in the 2021-22 season, has announced that its nickname will be the Kraken. Their color scheme will be icy blue and navy blue with sharp red accents. The Kraken. That's pretty good, man. And finally, is there anything wrong with that, by the way? The Kraken? Like 5 years from now, they're going to regret that. We're good. I mean,
I don't think this
is the Kraken have anything in its past that is questionable.
I mean, well, tons of murder of shipmen, but.
But that's okay, right? As long as it wasn't, you know, it wasn't Aunt Jemima related.
I'm guessing in this day and age, they probably did their research,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it's offensive and indelicate for sailors. And
the Kraken just killed. Wasn't a slave owner or anything, right?
I mean, it's a horrible sea monster, but it's also mythical, we think.
All right. And finally, there are different rules for playing basketball in North Korea. Slam dunks are 3 points. Nothing but net shots are 4 points. And teams lose points when they miss free throws. I love that. I mean, slam dunk, three-pointer. How about that? These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. And also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
I think this show is a little bit of a petri dish for sports fans, and that you will find your opinion somewhere amongst us. One of the personalities around here talking into a microphone will give voice to something that you think. And the one place over the years where no matter what's happening with us generationally, where we connect as a show weirdly, is 1990s baseball. And it's because Billy and Chris and Tony were in their formative years loving sports, and they remember those teams on television during a golden age of childhood. And so they know all about Ken Caminiti for some reason, in ways that are unreasonable. Roy was a teenager at the time, and we got Major League Baseball in South Florida, and he became an enormous Marlins fan because we had never been Major League before. That's some of what Mike got, too, in sort of middle age. And then Stugatz and I are just old fogies who remember the time when baseball was very much America's most popular sport. Football was just coming to get it, but baseball was America's most popular sports. And weirdly, the baseball writers love talking about the poetry of the sport in a way that felt mythical, felt sanctified, like spring training became a change of seasons. And baseball hasn't been that in a long time. It's become a regional sport. Some of us have lost interest in the sport over time in a way that we never thought we would. But what today represents weirdly, is hope.
Yes.
That something feel bleeping normal in a world turned upside down. Like those baseball poets were always writing about opening day and hope, and everyone's 0-0, and it all sounded like a bunch of syrup. It sounded like a bunch of garbage overwritten by George Will and Mike Lupica, and the Yankees are going to Fort Lauderdale for the spring.
But considering 133 days, I believe it is, without hockey, football, baseball, or basketball, everything that's happening around the world, pandemics, race relations, all that stuff, and a 60-game season where it feels like your team actually has a shot. Yeah, today's a good day. It feels like hope. You're right.
It's weird, though, to say, though, because I would have laughed throughout the 90s at all those poetries, all those poems that we found about freshly cut grass and what baseball meant with its return. And it hasn't meant that in this country in a long, long time. But it did. It was a thing. And tonight, I wonder if it will, because Billy seems excited as hell, and it's not just for Fauci throwing the first pitch. It's because opening day to you, you've got to be the weirdest of the mid-30s people in that opening day is a national holiday to you. You take off work usually every year on opening day.
Ah, Dan, thank you for pooping on my passion. Yes. Oh, legacy pitch tonight, Dan. The smell of the grass, the crack of the bat. We're not going to get any of that because we're going to be home, but oh. Why not us? Am I right? Why not us? All of us. Why not us? Hey, guy, why not us? And you know what, Dan? We may have expanded playoffs. We still don't know what's going on with that. They were talking about it last night. I'm assuming they need to know that before the first pitch tonight, right? Imagine if 18 teams just make the playoffs or 16 teams or whatever. Who knows? Changing the rules right before the game.
I love
why
that.
Why not us?
On the fly. I hope baseball learns something here, because why not us feels good. I'm telling you, even Marlin fans in a 60-game season are saying to themselves, well, why not us?
Well, check back with me in a week, and we'll see what my tune is then. But for now, I'm happy.
Billy and I trick ourselves on opening day when it's a normal season.
Right.
So just imagine, like right now, we're on July 1st of a normal season, and we're still in contention, tied for first place. Let's go, baby. Why not us? Why not
yeah,
us?
You guys were-
why not us? Why not us?
Hard to chant on Zoom.
Yes,
us.
It really is. Thank you guys for putting that together with so much effort.
Do you think baseball senses that, though? That's why I'm so excited for this. They might have stumbled into a way to make their regular season and all their games feel more meaningful.
Yes, I didn't realize that you were going to double down on this, but yes, Stugatz, I do believe you.
I love it.
You should say we should have more pandemics. Like we should do this.
I am not
we should do this every year where we have a pandemic and just do 60 game seasons with no fans. Like, I think that that's what you should definitely argue.
That's not what I'm arguing or clamoring for. What I am clamoring for is that baseball hopefully learns a lesson and doesn't go back to 162 games next year, because this feels better. This feels like hope. That's what I'm hoping for.
Also, basketball starts in a week, and then we're just going to forget about baseball.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's funny that you're in on this plan, but call into question the integrity of the NBA champion.
Well, I'm keeping my eye on the bubble. That's all I'm saying. I have to see how it plays out. I'm keeping my eye on the bubble. But, Mike, if you look in years past, most teams through 60 games are teams that – now, last year it did not play out. Through 60 games, the Nationals would not have been a playoff team. They ended up winning the World Series. Most years through 60 games, the teams that are in first place through 60 games are teams that end up making the playoffs through 162.
You don't have to tell me twice. In fact, on the local hour, we concentrate a little bit on this with David Sampson. I'm in on baseball. I'm not going to be negative when it comes to this. They can really hook me here before the NBA starts. I got a fantasy team. I want to learn the sport. This is really catered to me, a more casual observer of what's going on in baseball. It's a sprint to the finish. I like that it's a wacky champion.
What happened with your fantasy league? Because I didn't understand. You got involved, and then next thing you know, you're doing 2 days of drafting.
Well, I should. I'm going to reveal this. John Isner is the commissioner of my fantasy baseball league. Yeah. Stu Gatz was supposed to be in it, but he took too long to get in, which is kind of weird because patience is kind of John Isner's game.
Right.
But Stu Gatz got booted, and I'm not going to co-own a team with Stu Gatz.
I mean, I offered to pay for the entire team, and Isner, you're right. I mean, when Isner is the commissioner of your fantasy baseball draft, that baseball draft's going to take 2 to 5 days.
Do you guys feel any need to tell people who Isner is? Should they just know who Isner is?
No, you should know. You should know who Isner is. All day Isner.
Okay, because I think the people who do know are finding it funny, all of it, because it's a funny name and it's funny that you're in his fantasy league. But I think it would be funnier to the people who we've left out to point out that John Isner is that tree that plays tennis and serves 7,000 miles an hour, and all his games are just him serving and then someone serving at him, and they all go way, crazy tiebreakers.
They should skip the games where someone's serving at him.
It's the best kind of tennis because it's just...
tennis to change its rules. They had to change the rules because John Isner once played a match for 3 days.
Look, John Isner's way of playing tennis is much better than Federer's way or any of them.
John Isner approaches tennis the way that baseball players now approach discipline.
I am going to rocket a serve that is going to dent your forehead. You're not going to be able to do anything about it. And then when you serve at me, I'm just going to rest.
Sometimes what I'm telling you, what Isner wants to do is bypass those games and just keep serving.
Absolutely so. It's absolutely so. Isner could have no forehand and no backhand and would be exactly the same tennis player.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
I wonder if Isner's ever got a match without hitting a ground stroke.
So we're going to open up the club now. We have a couple of polls that we're going to do at Lebatard Show in here, but... is everyone off tomorrow, or are some of us working? How is this working tomorrow as we've got to get in some vacation here before July ends?
I believe Chris, Billy, Tony, Roy, working, me, you, Mike are taking off. I'm not certain who's filling in.
Peter Burns and Katie George.
Our audience has enjoyed them, Peter Burns and Katie George. Our audience is very critical when we are not here, but they seem to have enjoyed those two together.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter. What do you have there, Stu Gatz, before we open up the club?
The Twitter poll is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time, as Dan just said, at Lebatard Show on Twitter. How much does it cost The Rock each week to feed himself? Over $5,000 or under $5,000? 69% of the audience said over $5,000.
Sweet.
Is it nerve-wracking or nerve-wrecking? This is a big one. Dan, I have a feeling you know the answer. You tried to stay entrenched even while the answer was being thrown back right in your face by Sue Bird. 91% of the audience said nerve-wracking. You were wrong. senior division in boxing, something we sorely need or extremely sad? 73% of the audience is wrong. They said extremely sad. Do you expect the 78-year-old to throw a strike from 60 feet 6 inches away tonight? Fauci. 63% of the audience said no.
Legacy pitch.
If Anthony Fauci, we should call him Dr. Fauci, it's disrespectful. But anyway, if Anthony bounces his first pitch tonight, should that impact his shot at winning awards?
What awards is he winning? He's been doing nothing. All he's been doing is warning us, and we've ignored him. And now we're starting sports again. Let's open up the club.
71% of the audience said yes. He's throwing out the first pitch, Dan. I mean.
We've ignored his warnings. He's not going to win any awards. We're number one at being the worst. He gave us all the advice, and we ignored it. Told us how to do this, and we simply ignored him.
He'd be throwing that thing in front of 60,000 tonight if we listened.
You shouldn't be telling people not to do sports and then go throw the first pitch, though, right?
First sound in the club.
Cashew chicken is amazing.
That's right. What else is in the club?
Mongolian beef would like a seat at this table.
What else is in the club?
Caretakers. Can you imagine working sad in a cemetery?
Job. Sad job.
I would love that job.
What?
That next to a garbage man.
It's an amazing sound clip. He wants to be a garbage man and a caretaker in a cemetery, Greg Cody. What else we got, Mike?
Number 10, Greg Cody. All right, of course. He's muted.
Microphone is muted.
Your microphone is muted, Greg.
What else is in the club?
Honey chicken is the best. Yes,
it's a delicious club. Oh, my God. What else?
Squeaky gate. It's not a myth. Cemeteries have gates. Most of them squeak.
Who else is in the club?
Plant can't produce fruits. It can't produce flowers. Can't produce nectar, which feeds a buttload of other types of animals.
The load was... What else is in the club?
I'm just keeping my eye on it.
Well, it's my job. Yeah. It's my job to keep an eye on it.
Yep. Good interview.
Yeah. Bubble. You get the testing that you have into your fans' hands. I'm serious.
What else is in the club?
I love dicks, but the shoe store, Dan, as you know
Jesus
it.
Jesus phrasing.
I love dicks. I do.